and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time to get your sex life back on track. Do you feel that sometimes your sex life needs a little something? Well, let's figure it out intimately with Tamaron for an hour of simple and basic tips to help you create more fun, intimacy, and pleasure into your life. Now, here's your host, Tamaron.
Welcome to this fun-filled, interactive, intimate hour with me, Tamaron. I've created this show to provide you, my listeners, with some of the top experts in the world who can help us all create more fun, passion, and sexual intimacy back into our lives. Life is filled with endless lists of things to do, and we get so caught up in the pace of it all that sometimes we forget to just let it all go and remind ourselves of what really matters the most. Things like, who do we want to spend our time with? What do we want to spend our time doing? And how can we make that time more fun, honorable, and pleasurable? And those are the questions that I ask myself a lot. And I'm sure you are feeling the same way. Many of us live crazy, hectic lives. And at some point, we feel like something is just missing. I think I have found the answer for me in my life. And so I want to share it and share some more. But what I realized was that I was lacking deep intimacy in my life. And it was affecting my personal relationships. I felt lonely, misunderstood, and I also felt that somehow I was dying on the inside. And how could that be? I knew that I was a genuine, caring, loving person, but how come I wasn't happy? How come I felt so terrible and I couldn't explain it? Well, I was determined to find my own answers, and through much prayer and faith, I set out on a path that clearly showed me the way. But I wanted the quick answers, of course, and don't we all? But being stubborn as I am, my life showed me something that was very unexpected. I was looking for happiness, love, and abundance in the wrong place. And I was looking for everyone else and my life to provide that for me. And I was expecting it to show up just like in the movies, TV, or in the books that I had read in the past. And I thought I was entitled. And after working with leaders and coaches and speakers, this all gave me the tools and the tips on how to get the answer. And after walking down that path for well over 10 years, I got it. And I just about fell over when I realized the truth. How come no one teaches you guys this stuff in school? ABC 123 doesn't even compare to what I had learned. And this was like the treasure in the treasure box that we all hope to find secretly hidden in our house somewhere or buried in the backyard from our ancestors. And I found me, and I realized the old cliche, no one else can make me happy, no one else can provide for me, no one else can satisfy my needs, and no one even has a clue what does it for me, and it isn't their job, it's my job. So, what did this mean? It meant figure out what excites me, figure out what scares me, figure out what I would love to try doing, and figure out what I'm feeling, and figure out a way to communicate it all. I was lacking deep communication skills, and I didn't even have a clue to understand what I was feeling and how to express it. So, I learned because I was forced to learn, and I kept on learning. I loved to read, take courses, meet others, and share experiences, and lo and behold, I became so grounded. I felt so fulfilled and so genuinely happy that I can't stop smiling because I love my life and I love me. And then some incredible things started happening where I was attracting beautiful people into my life personally and professionally. And I became very intimate with myself and others. And that just created beautiful, passionate love in my life. And for me, that loneliness dissipated. People trust me and want to share with me. So I've designed this show to help you do the same. Sit back and enjoy as we all learn how to figure it out intimately as I bring on guests, co-hosts, and we share those stories of challenges and and some great tips on how to give you all the fun, that passion, and intimacy in your life that you deserve also. So if you'd like to call in or ask questions, the number is always toll free at 1-866-472-5792. Or if you'd like to send me an email, please do so at tamaron@figureitoutlive.com, or just hit the email host button here on my host page here. It goes directly into my inbox. So I'm very excited about today's show. It's really fascinating what goes on in life and in business. And, you know, I'm sharing a lot of personal stuff again today, because what I'm realizing is that there are so many of us going through a lot of tumultuous times right now. And definitely for me, this is what's been happening this month. And the truth is, when I realized that a lot of solutions were being resolved, I was seeing them as problems, but they were actually solutions. So that is the title of the show today. The problem is the solution. And this is during my foreplay theme, where I talk about communication, and I've brought on relationship experts in the past. And what I've realized is that as much as I'm focusing on intimacy in people's sexual lives, what I'm also noticing is that it's enhancing people in their business life as well. So the people that have been coming to me have been entrepreneurs, and it's the entrepreneurs that are struggling in their business and in their relationship. And it's been a mirror of what's been going up in my personal life as well, the ups and downs and the waves of things that have been happening. And the deeper I go, the more I learn about myself, the more I'm realizing is these are the people that I've meant to serve as well. So by being intimate, by sharing my own stories, by sharing our articles that I'm writing, and really sharing with you guys the challenges that I'm going through, is giving you that intimacy. So it's teaching you that even in life, when you learn how to face that stuff and to face the reality of what's happening instead of running away from things, that you're going to find some golden nuggets in your life. And that's really what the show is about today, because as we are coming to a close, it's December, we get into that reflective mode. We've got a lot of craziness going on this time of year because Christmas is coming up, and it's just chaos. And so a lot of us aren't taking time to really look at, you know, what's happened in the past, what do we need to look at in the future, and where do we need to go next. And I think for me personally, the reason why a lot of this is happening is because I literally follow the seasons in my life. And that has shown up for me in years where being born in January, having that birthday in January, I follow the seasons. So November through December for me is always turmoil. It's always, oh my God, what am I going to let go of? What do I need to let go of so that I can move forward in the new year? And this is exactly the story that I'm going to share with you guys today. So before I do that, as you guys know, I love to use tarot cards. And so today I pulled the card just before the show started, and I had already had my show notes done and everything picked out on what I was going to share with you guys today. And lo and behold, this was the card that I pulled. So this might apply to some of you listening. The card I grabbed out of Doreen Virtue's book, this one today I pulled out of her Angel Therapy Oracle cards. It was called Law of Attraction. And it says here, relationships and activities that you once enjoyed are now changing as you become more sensitive and aware of energies. This card signals that you're experiencing shifts because of your spiritual path. The universal law of attraction says that like attracts like. So you're attracted to people and situations that have similar intentions to your own. For example, if your intentions are to be loving and to see divine within everyone, you'll attract loving people and situations. And you'll also repel people who have unloving focuses. And this is why you may find your relationships and tastes changing. You may avoid old friends who no longer fascinate you, or perhaps you now dread going to a job or a club that you previously enjoyed. And know that these experiences and feelings are a normal part of the spiritual path. You're attracting wonderful new relationships, situations, and jobs that mirror your spiritual focus. And give any cares, questions, and concerns, and guilt, and so forth to the angels for healing and for transmutation. And that is exactly the story that I'm going to share with you guys today. So I love that I pulled that card. There are no coincidences in life. So what am I going to talk about? Well, basically, I'm going to share with you guys about how this past month of of being in my business where I thought that I had this big problem that I wasn't actually working out the way that I wanted actually forced me to see a solution to create a business on a huge level. And it's really going to affect this radio show too, because I have had a vision of wanting more people to call in. And I find that when it comes to intimate things about their sexual and personal relationships, people want solutions, but they don't want to share very personal things live on the radio. They don't even want to do it in the workshops. So I saw this as a problem, and yet what I realized was that there's just a different way that I can approach people and network, and a different way where I can genuinely help people, and to do it through the radio show. Because the truth was, when I saw the vision for this radio show, I kept seeing things like people calling in and people sharing their problems and talking, because I personally believe that the radio is something where you can speak and no one needs to necessarily know who you are. And so this is one of the plans that I have for the new year, is that I really genuinely want to pick out specific problems that people are having who are entrepreneurs, but I'm going to show them how those same problems in their business are actually showing up in their personal life and how we can solve those problems when we see what the root of the problem actually is, so that people can get the breakthrough and start creating a business that is more unique. So it's more focused on who they actually are and who they're being represented in their business. Because in all honesty, I believe that corporate America is going to start crumbling. Not that because it's bad, but I just feel that there are going to be more people who are going to want to be entrepreneurs in a sense, because entrepreneurship is it's a way of being in business where you're forced to work with other businesses, other entrepreneurs, in order to create the business that you really want. So you have an identity of who you are, and yet you bring in other people. And with something like that, you can create the lifestyle that you want instead of working in the corporate world and not feeling like you're a somebody in a sense. And I think that's one of the biggest issues that a lot of people feel in corporate America, is they just feel like they are part of a massive company and they don't have an identity. And I think this is what a lot of people are longing for right now. They want to be seen. They want to be known for their uniqueness, and they want their true gifts to be shown when they are at work and when they are in their personal lives. We want those deeper relationships. People are longing for intimacy. There's a lot of people who feel lost, and we've got a lot of depression and anxiety going on in society, especially in North America, and I think this is the root cause of it. So what I've learned by being an entrepreneur is that when you can become intimate in your business, when you can really see what's going on and see maybe perhaps where you could be making more money, it's going to be a flick of a switch. And so that's what I'm going to be doing in the new year on this show. And the truth was, what I realized, the biggest aha that I had in my business, was that the things that felt natural for me and just felt so easy was the stuff that I was giving away for free and I should have been charging people for. And every person I say this to in business, and when I realized this myself lately, says the same thing. It's like, that's what you should be selling. So sometimes we are in the right industry, but we're not using our unique gifts in order to enhance our business and to create that uniqueness. And so that's what I'm going to be talking about today, and I'm going to share some personal stuff. I've written an article that I'm going to be posting, and I just wrote it last night. And I'm going to be sharing how it all triggered things for me too as well. All right. So we're already at that time for my first break. What I want to do is just remind you guys, check out my website, tamaronsplace.com, and remember, you're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately here with me, Tamron, on Voice America, so stay tuned for more after the break.
Your life, your health, your network. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Listen to the women's side of the fitness industry on Fitness RX Radio. If you're looking to stay healthy and look great, or are getting ready to compete athletically, this is the show for you. We'll look at competitions from the inside out, bring you fitness tips, nutrition to keep you on top of your game, and so much more. We want to hear from you, too. And we'll take your questions by phone or email. Tune in to Fitness RX Radio, airing every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America Variety Channel. Look and feel your best.
Being here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss being here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out Intimately with your host, Tamaran. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamaran at figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. This is Tamaran, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately. So I just want to remind you guys, lots of new things gearing up for January, including a new show, the way we're going to run the show. It's really going to be a show to really help entrepreneurs get more intimate in their business, which will enhance their personal lives also. So it's a win-win for everybody. So check out my website, tamaransplace.com. We're just finishing up all the stuff to go up on the website. Everything's been written. Lots of new videos are on there, and on Sundays I am now sharing intimate stories. So last Sunday we posted our first story on my YouTube channel, which you see when you actually go, and the first one is called an inspirational story. So it's really to share with you some big changes that I went through in my life. And so a lot of people are going through that now. Again, that's what I said before the first break. I personally went through a lot of stuff myself recently this past month, and there were a lot of nuggets there for me. So when you look at that fear, when you see these challenges that are showing up in your life, they're not meant to damage you. They're really meant to put you on a different path, especially when it's big, when the fear is so big. So it's all good. So again, the website is tamaransplace.com. So check it out. We don't have any workshops going on for the rest of the month, but what we do have is our little mini workshop here for business owners on Wednesdays, and people are already signing up for January because I've only got room for 12 people. So spots are filling up fast. So check out Building Your Business Gathering, which is our business support group here for entrepreneurs. It's only $12. It's just an intimate group where you guys come in with a problem, and together as a team, we support each other on how to solve those problems. So it's done on a small scale, but what seems to happen is that the problem that you need is sometimes it's the person sitting right next to you. It's amazing what's been happening to everybody who's been coming in. So, again, it's only $12 on 1 o'clock until 2:30. So check out the calendar page on my website. And you see that in the video, too, as well. We have a video about that workshop, and it tells you where to go on the website. So hooray to my social media team who helped me with all that stuff, which is actually my kids. So they're doing a great job doing all that. So let's get back to what we're talking about today. What I want to share with you guys is that, when I tend to attract, just like it said in that tarot card, I tend to attract the right people all the time. And the more conscious I become of this, it amazes me. And lately, every conversation I seem to be having with people or whatever, regardless of what it was, like I could be talking to someone in a coffee shop waiting for a coffee, and someone will look at me and go, you should be a writer. You know, you need to share your stories. So I kept hearing people tell me, you know, when are you going to write your book? When are you going to write your book? And so I've had this challenge lately, which I'm going to share in my story later in the show. And I was like, wow, I really need to see, you know, what I need to focus on. And so instead of trying to solve the solution in my head, I kept hearing, start writing, just write. So last night I sat down and I literally got the computer out and I started writing an article. And in my head, I kept hearing just at the beginning, writing the title of that article. something was prompting me to pick up a book that I've been talking about a lot, and it is on my website. You can't purchase it, and it's a book called Archetypes by Carolyn Miss. So I'm going to get back to the article, and the article is going to trigger what happened when I actually read this part of the book. Now, understanding your archetypes, this is one of the things that I talk about in one of the new workshops that we're going to be launching here in the new year. It's called Who Am I? And it's a 2.5-hour workshop that I want to launch. And basically, what I've had to realize are my strengths and my weaknesses in my personality. And with that, I can understand more about my purpose when I understand my vision on a bigger scale. And I think that's why I saw the big picture last night. And I realized that the big challenge that I'm having was because I need to step up and play a bigger game in my business. So I'm going to share with you guys what I went through, because I tend to attract people that go through the same thing. The book is Archetypes by Carolyn Miss, so it's her latest book. And this is a book talking about 12 different archetypes. Now, Carolyn Miss is famous for talking about archetypes with Carl Jung. I've read all her other stuff on it, where she basically says that, you know, we all have the four basic archetypes of being the child, the victim, the prostitute, or the saboteur. We all have that. And it can be our, and we can be in the strength part of it, or we can be in our weakness. And so it's quite fascinating when she talks about this. But in this book, she's talking about more about as business for business people. So it's really cool. So chapter 11 talks about the spiritual seeker. Now, when I read this book, this definitely was my biggest archetype that jumped out at me. There was other ones as well, but this one was huge. And my I have two favorite songs in this lifetime. One of them is by Colin James, the remake of Into the Mystic by Van Morrison. And that, whenever that song, or I crank that song up, I mean, it just resonates through my body. And this is what this chapter is about. It's about the archetype of the spiritual seeker. And so they also call somebody like this a mystic or a healer. And it says here, your life journey is to become a spiritually congruent human being, and your unique challenge is to create a life that blends your spiritual, emotional, and physical needs. And your universal lesson is truth will set you free. Now, just on these things alone resonates, because that's exactly what I feel I've been trying to create. And the funny thing is, I only have one tattoo, and the one tattoo that I have, basically, I designed it and created it in order to represent truth. And I've always been saying to people is that understanding who you are, your own truth, is who you're meant to be. And I can't believe that that's what they're saying, the truth will set you free, because that's what people need to understand in their business. So it's really cool. So I'm just going to quickly share with you guys, because again, I want you guys to check out this book. Go to my website on my online store. It says here, for your life journey, as much as the world around us has changed over the past 50 years, and as much as if not more has shifted within us, we're now becoming an inward-driven society as well as an extremely ambitious one. And we've developed an appetite for understanding the nature of the psyche and the spirit, and for listening to intuitive intelligence. And we're asking questions about the meaning of life and the purpose of our own lives. And we have become seekers of spiritual data of all kinds. And most people think of a mystic as someone living in a committed spiritual or monastic lifestyle. But the counterculture of the 60s and the New Age movement initiated a shift that has redefined the face of American spirituality and given form and function to another archetype, the spiritual seeker. And breaking free from the restrictions of traditional religion, seekers are devouring books on Eastern religions, exploring meditation, and increasingly turning to holistic healthcare, which has brought a spiritual dimension to healing. And the contemporary mystic has evolved into the spiritual seeker, a hybrid archetype that blends the rich interior nature of the mystic with the modern values of the spiritual seeker, merging what is eternal about the human spirit with what is essential to the times we live in. And together, these two archetypes are redefining the essence of the spiritual path. So that is exactly what I've been going through. It's exactly what I've been talking about in my business, is when you start looking and you start seeking and you start pulling apart the pieces of your business and you start pulling apart the pieces of your life and you look at those problems that are staring you right in the face, you're going to realize they never were a problem. They are something that's going to catapult you in another aspect of your life. So when you finally decide to face those demons and to stand up and to speak up and to start asking, start seeking answers, you will get the answers. But one of the things you need to start doing, what I had to do, I had to slow down, I had to stop, and I had to start thinking about what it was, the real problem. What is the real issue that I need to deal with right now in order to enhance my business? Because when you face those truths, as dark as you think they are, they're going to come to you and you're going to realize that it wasn't dark. We just perceived it as something dark. It's going to be golden. There's going to be a nugget, because I believe that things are happening so fast on the planet right now. And a lot of people I know are going through the same stuff. They're financially, people are going bankrupt. They're losing their business. They're giving up. They're doing this and that. And the truth is, when we can look at all of this stuff and realize that maybe we could be doing something else in our business, where we were in the right field, but we just weren't on that right path in that field. And by looking at something in a higher light, in a higher form, raises the consciousness of how we look at things. And on a global scale, how it's raising the consciousness of everything that's happening. So we are changing the vibration of the planet. And it's really, really important that we do that and understand it that way, because that is how we can enhance the quality of life for everybody. So when we start reflecting and we start meditating and we start asking for healing or greater understanding of these relationships that are in our business and in our personal life, we can enhance things, because I believe this is a huge part of our individuality, because this all goes back to what I've been talking about for the last few months, about our relationships and our boundaries and intimacy. And it comes up in the body, in yoga, in that sexual chakra, which is all about our finances. It's all about our boundaries. It's about speaking up and looking at things that we long for and things that we desire, because we desire that intimacy. And that's what I talk about in the beginning of my show. So it's happening for people on a much, much deeper level. But I just want to encourage you guys, if you feel like something is happening in your life as well and you're not seeing it, that you're so caught up in the problems that are showing up, I want you guys to contact me, because these are the people that I'm going to have on my show starting in January. We're going to be starting the third week of January. And I want to really start helping people so that they understand what the root is of what they think the problem is, and where you can go quickly when somebody like me is going to show you how to look at the situation from a different point of view, because that's alchemy. And that's why people call me an alchemist as well. So, we've got to see the bigger picture, because I'm a visionary as well. I have big visions, and I've had big visions for myself, and I always believed that they were going to happen. But I had to go through all these little things along the way in order for me to stop focusing on that small stuff and to play that bigger game, because that big vision is out there. But all the things that I learned in the past were not negatives, because they were all the intricate pieces of me and my business that I needed to understand. Because if I want to be successful in business, then I need to know all the aspects of who I am, my strengths and my weaknesses, so that I can actually build a business and use people to help enhance my business. So I stay put where I'm good at, and I hire out and I subcontract to other people in my business who can fill the needs where I cannot. Because I don't believe that we are meant to be alone in life. I think too many of us are trying to do stuff on our own, and that's exactly what I have gone through in this past little while myself. So I'm going to be happy to share that. So this piece, what I just shared with you, triggered the article that I started writing, because I realized that I had a big vision, because I was questioning my business and I was wondering why it wasn't working out the way I wanted it to. And so what I did is I pulled the computer out and I started typing. So after the break, I'm going to share with you the article that came out of me, and it's amazing what happened from there. So I just want to remind you, this is Tamron and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately here on Voice America. So stay tuned for more after the break.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Explore the power of natural healing with Howard Strauss. Join us each week for an informative program that'll help you learn effective healing methods using natural remedies. Howard's guests include top researchers, authors, and experts who will share their views on a variety of natural products and healing methods that really work. Tune in to The Power of Natural Healing with Howard Strauss, Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Find the healer within you. Listen for Chella's Chat with host Chella Zappia. Does your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual life seem out of balance? Often this lopsided outlook is what drives depression, and that can lead to illness and other problems in your life. Chella's Chat is a discussion program featuring guest experts plus your input. All together, we'll help you understand that there is hope. Tune in to Chella's Chat every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Tune into Lotus Radio, Nourishing Life with Jane Dabu. Every week for everything you need to take personal responsibility in your quest for optimal health. We'll discuss topics pertaining to alternative medicine, as well as answer your questions about diseases, health, mental, and emotional conditions, and spirituality. Our guest experts include researchers, medical professionals, and advocates. Lotus Radio can be heard live every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out Intimately with your host, Tamaran. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamaran at figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. This is Tamaran, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately. So, just want to remind you guys, check out the new website, tamaransplace.com. Don't have a lot going on, but we are putting some updates on there for the new year for some workshops and things going on here. So, the only thing we have coming up next is on Wednesday, January the 8th, from 1 to 2:30, where it's our Build Your Business Gathering. So that is a little mini workshop here. It's a support group for local entrepreneurs who really need some problems solved in their business, which is really what we're talking about today. So it's not necessarily a networking group, but you got to come in with a problem, and it could be anything. It could be something from, say, you need a new web designer, or you need to find a good accountant, or you just need to figure out like how to define your business better. Who knows? So it's a great way to get to know other people in your community who are small business owners as well, and you guys can support each other because you might end up hiring each other. You don't know. But it's just more of a support group. So a lot of people have really enjoyed the last two that we had. The next one won't be until Wednesday, January the 8th. So you can see that on my website as well. And you can check out my YouTube on my YouTube channel, Tamaran K, where I have a little video I made about it. And you get to see the inside of my lounge because we're pretty much done the rentals for now. We're going to do a few more things, but people love hanging out here. So, and there's always great food when you guys show up here with me, because I only really serve aphrodisiacs, so it's winter, and we've been whipping up a lot of really cool, funky chocolate drinks and chocolate desserts and some really fun soups that have a lot of immune-boosting stuff in it, so people always feel good. That's what they say to me. They always feel good after they eat my food. So, yeah, we always have a good time. So check it out if you are local because, again, we only have 12 spots and it's only $12. And you have to prepay, so you have to contact me to get in. You can't just show up. All right, so I was talking about earlier in the show, again, this theme today really is about understanding the problems that we're having are actually the solutions. And when we can look at things from a different point of view and really see the deeper picture of what's going on, then we can start to see solutions. And it's amazing when we just take the time, because I believe that it's all within us. And that's what I was talking about in the book with Carolyn Miss before the break, is that when you seek answers, we all have our own answers. But when things happen, we tend to look to other people to help us solve those problems. And yet we have the answers inside of us. So, you know, it's great to ask people what they think, but, you know, sometimes there's a word in part of a sentence. You know, I was sharing some things with someone as well in an email, and it was one word that they said, you know, this is a negative thing in your situation. And I looked at it and I went, I don't see that as the negative. I see that as my positive. So, you know, perception is interesting, the way you see your problems. So anyways, I'm going to share. So I was hearing in my head that I needed to write. And so I looked into a book. I just flipped open a book to go, okay, what should I start writing about? Because I wanted to focus on a concept that I wanted to offer in a workshop. And this is what came out of me. So this is what I was writing. I wrote here, and I just started typing away. So you guys, I haven't even changed the grammar or anything, haven't edited it. It was just literally in my own words. And this is how I write. I actually write the way I hear. It's like I talk to myself. So people love my articles because it's like you get to hear what's going on inside of my head. So I wrote here, recently, I ran into another financial roadblock where I thought I was managing my finances, but I wasn't able to tend to all of my bills each month. So I was juggling some big bills and rotating who I was going to pay each month. And without keeping a proper log of all this and just winging it, I found myself in a little bit of a bind when the bank called and said they have frozen my accounts unless I pay up the outstanding monthly fees on a card and get caught up. Now, from a bank's point of view, my outstanding balances and accounts sitting in overdraft were small change to them because I'm a small business owner. So I don't have the big overdrafts and the big credit cards. They're just tiny. But this is a huge deal to a small business owner because in small business, we're not bringing in the big bucks yet because our businesses are so new and they're so small. So if I don't have a bit of credit available to me, then it can bring my business to a screeching halt. So when I was informed that they would no longer let any money cash flow come into my account without taking what they needed first, basically I was losing money even if I brought it in. So when I was told, sorry, nothing we can do for you, I panicked. And just another fine example of trying to do it all when you are a small business owner. You have to be on top of every little piece of your business every day, and there is no room for mistakes. And I realized I had made a huge one. And somehow this seemed like it was showing up as a pattern for me, because when I had a good amount of money flow coming in, I was happy to stay on top of the bills. But when it was slowing down and I had to juggle, I was avoiding the thought of having to sit down and decide what bill to pay. And I honestly think that deep down, I didn't want to face the inevitable because it was just too scary to have to admit to myself that I wasn't making the money yet that I had hoped for, even though I was busting my butt every day managing every other part of the business puzzle. Things like getting a newsletter out, updates on social media, answering the phone, paying those bills, writing articles, developing new content for upcoming workshops, events, posting them on the website, making videos, answering emails, hosting the radio show, preparing food for the events, contacting clients, network. It just goes on and on and on. And I didn't know why I chose to be an entrepreneur. I thought to myself, am I crazy? And I realized, I think I am. Now, why would I try and do all of this? When I sit down and plan my days and try and prioritize what needs to get done first, I never question why I do it, because I just get up every day and I do what feels right for me. And I can't imagine ever working as an employee. I see myself as part of a team, because even though my business is just me right now, I still have to work with all the other business owners to function in my business. But the craziness and the chaos that comes with trying to manage everything on my own as a mom has shown up for me again in my business. And it's here to haunt me again. So it was time to really sit down and figure out what was the emotional block that I needed to uncover in order to move through this challenge. And during my meditation and morning reflection of prioritizing to figure out how I was going to move forward in my business and solve the mess I was in, I came up with two immediate things: let go and speak up. Now, what did this mean, let go in my business? I think I realized I wasn't making more money because I was putting all of my focus on the little pieces, which only after adding them all led up to taking a good chunk of my day just planning, running after the small things and getting me nowhere. So I need to find a way to let go of managing the small stuff that doesn't bring in the money and focus on a way to play that bigger game. Why was I hearing this in my head to speak up? I was hearing this because I had to start prioritizing where I needed to focus more time on managing how much money was actually coming in and how much I needed to pay out in order to manage my financial situation. Now, I was being forced to phone the credit card companies and have to plan to talk to them. And that is right. I had to call them up and ask for a plan on how I could get my finances back into a healthy balance in a situation that was balanced. And I was hearing a deeper message to solve my pattern. If I don't have a financial template of what my bills are, then I have no idea how much I need to bring in. And if I knew this amount, then I could see which area of my business that I needed to focus on in order to create that method to my madness of being in this crazy of an entrepreneur. And so now I know that we are all told in workshops on managing small businesses that we need to have a plan. But I actually saw the importance of this in a much bigger way. And I was scrambling every day to work on areas that were not bringing in money. And this was the truth. And this is also the answer to my prayers. This is what I needed to figure out. So I decided in order to manage my finances, I had to set up all the payments that I needed first to get caught up on, and then decide which aspects of my business could bring in the funds I needed. And I had to strategically decide how many events I could offer here and how many people I needed to gather in order to make this work. Some days I'm so grateful that I am a great math student. I didn't study financial planning, but I know how to balance an equation. And this will give me a focus. And with focus, I can market more effectively instead of just randomly. So my priority was here. And if the numbers don't add up, then I have to come up with another way of making it happen. So during this process, I realized I need to approach my business from another way. And it was incredible to see the blueprint that developed as I started putting all the information on a spreadsheet and a roadmap appeared. Even a new theme and a format for this radio show unveiled a way to combine my efforts and turn my show into a potentially interactive radio show with live guests to help them enhance their business and personal lives by just becoming more intimate and looking at the big problems and seeing this as the solution. And it was the process that I had just gone through that showed me how I can help so many others do the same. And that is what I call true alchemy at its finest. So that's the article. That's what came out of me. I sat down to start writing and to write an article about, you know, being a visionary and understanding, you know, the qualities that I need to see in myself that I can help other people who are visionaries and entrepreneurs. And this is what actually came out on paper. I didn't even change the grammar, edit it. I literally just went blah. And so when I was going blah, it was telling me, Tammy, get a bigger plan, like get a more detailed plan, like start getting intimate and see where those numbers add up. So it was interesting for me that even in the workshops and stuff, if I filled the rooms and if I had those amount of people, was that going to be enough to cover the expenses that had to counterbalance what was going on? And so what I realized was, wow, even if, for example, if I pull a round number up and I say in 1 month, if I fill up, because I only have a small room, if I have 12 people sitting here and I need to fill up that room, say five times a month, that's 60 people that I need to find, 60 people that I need to find to fill a room just to keep the hydro and the heat on. And what are the chances of me closing every single person that I talk to in a month where I can close 60 people that live locally? I'm thinking I probably have to go through 600 people in order to get 60. If I'm lucky, if that's saying that I close 10% of the people that I speak to, so where am I going to find 600 people? This is how my brain started working. So it was interesting to see how I can use other aspects of my business. And so in the new year, I'm going to share with you guys exactly how I found a way to do it. And so what I realized was this was not the problem that I should be focused on right now, because it was small change. And the small change isn't going to fill the gap that I need. And so I decided that I had a bigger problem that I needed to look at. And so I started thinking in a bigger way. And then the magic appeared. So since we're still waiting to see how all that turns out, I can't share it with you guys. But it's definitely going to be another way. So sometimes when we just start pulling, that's what I'm saying, when you literally just take the time to really look at things, you're going to see a different picture. And there never really was a problem in the first place. The universe is saying you need to move out of the little stuff and get bigger. You know, build the better relationships. Build the better relationships in your personal life. Start talking to each other and start looking at where you think there's a problem, because there never really is a problem. So it was quite interesting. So again, it is a break for me. Again, I can't believe how fast the time goes by when it's just me. So I just want to remind you, it's Tamron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately. So stay tuned for more after the last break.
Learn more. Live better. Voice America Health and Wellness.
In the spirit of Have Couch, Will Travel, Dr. Carol Lieberman creates a haven of sanity in an increasingly insane world. Each day we are bombarded with news of events that have never crossed our wildest nightmares. Society is spiraling out of control and everyone is reeling from it. But now there's an answer. The best way to keep sane in this insane world is to tune in to Dr. Carol's Couch on Voice America. Dr. Carol, a certified media psychiatrist, will broadcast live from her Beverly Hills office every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Call or log in and get help with whatever is sending you reeling, whenever you need a soothing voice to calm and advise you. That's Dr. Carol's Couch every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, here on America's Voice, voiceamerica.com.
Want to know what's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network host? How about what's new with our network? Make sure you check out the iRadio blog, a look at what's hot at Voice America and beyond. Visit www.iradioblog.com today. Get the inside scoop on every channel on our network, including breaking news, featured guests, blog posts from our hosts, and much more. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter for even more inside action. Visit iradioblog.com today and stay connected.
If you have a loved one that is undergoing treatment for substance abuse or mental illness, you owe it to them and yourself to tune in to One Hour at a Time with host Mary Woods. This compassionate and educational talk show will help you help those that you love by better understanding their condition and their personal recovery process. Tune in every Monday at 12 noon Pacific Time to One Hour at a Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Recovery begins this hour.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out Intimately with your host, Tamron. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamron at figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. This is Tamron. You're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately here on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. So today I've been really talking about, looking at problems as solutions in our personal lives, in our business lives, wherever it shows up. That's intimacy. That's getting intimate. When you start pulling apart things and you really get down to what's really going on, it can show you something beautiful. But if we decide to just run and to just give up, and that's, very similar what happens in our relationships, is, you know what? Rather than facing the music and saying, hey, there's a problem here, let's figure it out. Let's decide to work on it instead of having an affair or, just sitting there with a bottle of whatever or, eating. Women tend to eat. Life can get better when you just take some time to really start talking. And that's what happened in my business. And in my business, it was forcing me to talk to people and to start asking for help and to start looking to people who might know something as another business owner in a way to help my business. So, you know, that's, again, just like in a relationship, I just want to share that with you guys, is that sometimes, you know, when we are facing something in our life, you know, it's not hard to admit, you know, you got to get over the shame that something needs to be done. But, you know, if you've been trying to make things work on your own, sometimes you got to get outside help. You got to go to somebody else who's been through it, or somebody really who has the tools to really get you to where you need to be. And that's exactly what happened with me. So that was what my story was about. Again, there's more to it, but, you know, we are live on the radio. I can't stand here and talk for hours on time. But, yeah, I love to share with people, because really when I can share the intimate things that are going on, it teaches people that it's not as scary as it seems. And so that's why a lot of people trust me, is because, you know, I don't mind. And it gets easier the more you start to do it. And it was really in my personal life that taught me how to do that. You know, I talk about that a lot with people, that, you know, my marriage breakup really taught me as a person how to become a better person, because rather than running or waiting for things to happen, I make things happen now. You know, sometimes, yeah, it takes a bit of pressure to go, whoa, wait a minute, what's going on? But you got to take that time to really look at it and to decide, what do you really want? You know, and for me, I have a bigger vision for my business. And so basically what I was doing was focusing on things that, yeah, they were all important, and I needed to go through that because I want to understand how my business works. So if I can hire people out now, at least I know what their job is and it's necessary. So I can delegate and pay people to do the little stuff so I can focus on the big things to really make my business flourish. And that's part of the pressure that we go through in business. So it's quite interesting. So what I'm going to share with you guys right now is, when people come to me with problems, again, I listen to the problems, but I hear what's going on emotionally, and it's an emotional block. So what I'm going to share with you is what was the emotional block for me. It's what came out in that article where I need to let go. And you know, this is the part of us where, as much as we, you know, really want everything to be perfect and beautiful and stuff, you know, there are times where we need to let go of trying to control everything, because we can't do it all. We're going to start going crazy. If you want to stay small and be in your business, working there in your business, that's fine if you want to control it all. But if you have a big vision, if you have even a mediocre vision, you're going to have to learn how to let go. And that's exactly what happened to me. So that is actually, when you study homeopathy and the Bach flower remedies, that remedy is called chicory. And it's a remedy you can give somebody. So I encourage you guys, check it out. I do offer them to people. And what chicory represents is, you know, the people that tend to try and do too much. Because again, we're in business because we don't like being told what to do. Like, that's what I've noticed about me as an entrepreneur, is that I always have good ideas. And so I'd rather do my idea than work for somebody else and share their idea. So I would imagine that many, many entrepreneurs are the same, that they like to have their own ideas, but, you know, they need to learn that can be our strength, and it can also turn into a weakness. So when things are getting a little bit too far and out of balance and out of whack, guess what? You're going to have to start letting go of some things. So that's amazing how that came up for me. And the other issue that came up for me is so predominant. I see this in so many people. It's been huge for me in my life. It's when you fear facing the reality. You know, when you're afraid to really slow down and go, holy crap, I need to do something. And that's what happens a lot in business, and it happens in our personal lives. And I talk about that, you know, don't let it get to the point where it's too late. And then it becomes unbearable. And that's where people really run into the bankruptcy, or, you know, the divorces, when, you know, or they know people in their partnerships are having affairs. And, you know, it's hard to get it back to where it was. And not saying it doesn't work, sometimes that can enhance a relationship when people really start talking about what they needed, you know. But agrimony is, you know, is when you got to take that mask off of pretending that everything's okay when it's not. You know, when deep down, you know, there's something brewing inside of you and you just want to say something. You may not know what it is, but when people are asking you, is everything okay or is everything good? You know, you got to start bearing down and saying, no, this is where I think I need help. You know, and so we go through layers of this. You know, I need to learn how to ask for help more, but sometimes I just needed to know where I needed to find the help. So by looking at everything, I could see where my focus could be different. So I'm not saying these are negative things, but we perceive it as negative. So there's beauty in it and there's truth. So just sharing that with you guys. And again, these are remedies. If you guys do want to look it up, there's no side effects and they're just little drops you can take. So they are very cool. If you have any questions, again, feel free to contact me. I give everybody a free 15-minute consultation call as well. And you may not need the remedy. Sometimes people just need somebody to see it from the other side. And that's why I love to share my stories, because that's what I had to do. So it is that time again. I just want to remind you guys, you know, thank you for taking that time out to spend it with me. I hope you've laughed or you've resonated in some way, or you feel compelled to listen to the recorded version or share it with your friends. Just remember, my life is the same as yours, and I'm not perfect, or I'm not a supermodel or a celebrity. I'm just a crazy chick who wants to have more fun in her life without ever having to give up her personal boundaries. I want to be respected and respect all the people, the friends, and the people in my life. So I needed to learn how to communicate, share, and I laugh at myself. And most of all, I listen to the needs of the people that I care about. So I received the life that I fantasized about when I was young. And I didn't create it the first time around, but I certainly found the tools to create what I want now. And that is exactly what I love to do, is to share it with you, pass down that knowledge to all of you guys, my listeners. So thank you again. And I hope to remember to come back next week for another crazy show here with me, Tamron, on Let's Figure It Out Intimately. So cheers for now.
Thank you again for listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately. Please join Tamron again next Thursday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Let's Figure It Out Intimately again.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.